Kenyan cartoonist Gideon Kibet recounts an ordeal in December 2024 when he says unknown people trailed him to a bus on his way from a meeting in the capital, Nairobi. Kibet says he was forced into a car and driven for kilometers. I heard a lady asking, "Where are you?" Suddenly, four men sprang up and they put me into a car. He says they had masked themselves. They tore my shirt and used it to blindfold me. They also tied my hands. Kibet has drawn cartoons mocking government figures such as President William Ruto. One caricature which depicted the president in a coffin went viral. Kibet's case is among 82 others of abductions and forced disappearances in just 6 months, according to the Kenya National Commission of Human Rights. Although Kibet and four others have been released, that has not been the case for dozens of others. Kenya has witnessed up to 44% increase in abductions between September 2023 and August 2024, according to the National Security Report. Officials say that the number is up from 36% between September 2022 and August 2023. Many of the victims are critics of bad governance, say right groups. Irungu Horton is the executive director for Amnesty International Kenya.
What we're seeing essentially is the use of extrajudicial power to cause fear among either citizens that are legitimately protesting against bad governance or raising their concerns with government.
Some Kenyans have taken to social media in protest of the government on issues including increase in taxes and corruption. But in a public event Sunday, Interior Cabinet Secretary Kipchumba Murkomen termed the critics as criminals. He denied police involvement in the abductions.
If the criminals and people with bad behavior have moved from being manual to the digital space, I want to tell them we will follow you there, because that is where we want to ensure that there is law and order.
Kenyan lawyers have petitioned the country's High Court to hold the Inspector General of Police responsible for the abductions. According to the lawyers, the state is evading accountability. Gloria Kimani is a member of the Law Society of Kenya.
Our question has been, from July till today, no investigation has been done, no investigation has been cleared, and we are not being told the people who are responsible.
Inspector General of Police Douglas Kanja and the Director of Criminal Investigations Mohamed Amin are expected to appear in court this Friday regarding the abductions. The two have snubbed three previous court summons in the abduction cases. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Aida saying, "Mko wapi?" Out of sudden, about four men sprang and wakanishika kwa mwili. After hapo, niliweza kuwekwa ndani ya gari na watu walikuwa wame masked themselves na wakaweza kurarua shati langu, kufunga nayo macho na wakanifunga mikono.
What we are seeing essentially is the use of extrajudicial power to cause fear among either citizens that are legitimately protesting against bad governance or raising their concerns with government.
If the criminals and people with bad behavior have moved from being manual to the digital space, I want to tell them we will follow you there, because that is where we want to ensure that there is law and order.
Our question has been, from July till today, no investigation has been done, no investigation has been cleared, and we are not being told the people who are responsible.